Listen to every episode of Stokely and Zach on demand at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank and the 20K Good Business Giveaway. Submit a video explaining how your business does good by October 24th for a chance to win $20,000. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/business contest.
You know, I saw something from Case Keenum in last night's game against the Cardinals that I hadn't seen enough of in previous weeks. And before the snapshot, I said it's something that doesn't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. It does show up on the stat sheet, but it's not in Case's favor.
Mobility?
Not
running with the football?
Not mobility. Not mobility, although we have seen more of that in the past 2 weeks, and I think we need to keep seeing that from Case once or twice a game. Use your legs. Get a first down. But what I'm referring to is Case Keenum's willingness to accept a loss on a down. Too many times this season, Case Keenum has tried to salvage a play. And he gets himself in trouble. He tries to put it into coverage. He'll take a really bad sack, the way he did last week against Aaron Donald, I believe it was. Just holding on to the ball too long. Just trying too hard to make every play a 10 out of 10.
Right.
Last night was different. He must have thrown the ball away three different times. I saw him take a sack at the line of scrimmage willingly. And it was something that I think... On the surface, I said it shows up on the stats because it's an incomplete pass. But in reality, that's a good thing. Those incompletions are good, and I need to see more of those.
You know what the saying is?
Live to fight another down.
Close. That's a good one. That's a good one. There's a better one.
Okay.
There's a better one. Don't make a bad play worse. Okay? And so know when to hold them, know when to fold them. That's another one.
Mm.
How about that? We gave the listeners three of them, right? So, but that's the thing. Your offensive coordinator, Bill Musgrave, is not going to call the perfect play every time. The defensive coordinator is going to do a good job. The defense is going to do a good job. And what happens when they do and they have you covered up? Do you try to make a play out of nothing? Do you try to force a ball in there? Or do you just say, you know what, I'll live to see second and 10 and throw the football away? And that's what was disappointing about the one play where they had a double move and they were trying to catch Patrick Peterson slipping. He didn't fall for it. Good job by him. Let's not try to – it's first down and 10. It was first down and 10. Let's not throw that ball out of bounds. So plays like that, don't make a bad play worse. Throw it away. Take a sack sometimes. It's better than trying to force it into bad situations and ending up with an interception or a turnover or something bad happening to you. Sometimes you just got to say, they won. Okay, let's regroup and get ready for the next play.
And to me, that's maturity at the position.
That's it.
You know, and we haven't seen enough of that from Case. So we'll see. We'll see if Case can really start to catch his stride here. I mean, it clearly hasn't been good enough, okay? Everyone's on the same page with that, including Case, including Vance, including John. We are all on the same page. It hasn't been good enough. But last night was pretty good. Was it great? Nope. But he didn't kill the Broncos. I mean, obviously the defense put him in a great position. The running game put him in a great position. But he made some plays. And from a QBR standpoint, it was his best rated QBR game of the season, even over Seattle and Oakland. So hopefully, look, it's
something to build off
it's
of.
It's something to build off. We're not, and I know it's 2018, so there's a referendum after every single football game, but this is a work in progress, and a win last night is a good thing, and maybe last night's win makes a win in week 13 or 14 relevant.
That's right. You needed to get the win, backs against the walls, people's jobs were on the line, and you figured it out. You found a way to go out there and play your best football game of the year, and hopefully it's something that you can build off of and give your team confidence, give this coaching staff confidence, and you can continue to play that type of football throughout the course of the year, because if you are able to do that, then you know what? This season's salvageable.
Yep, and on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. He still threw another interception. Talking about Case, he still threw another interception, leading
that.
The league. Yeah, no, we got it.
He's had one in every single game.
He's had one in every single game. He is leading.
That's not a streak you want to continue.
No.
Let's break that streak.
Sure,
we don't need to continue this one.
Love to break that streak. Would love to. But that being said,
and it's on the opening drive of the second half. You know, you're feeling good about yourself, and it was on a first and 10. You know, you just can't do it, can't have it. But you know what? He played a solid football game last night, and this football team played a solid game. And obviously, he would like to have that throwback. But he made a lot of good plays. He did a lot of good things, and this football team did a lot of good things. You're not gonna, you'll never go through a game and say, I wish I, you know, I didn't make any mistakes in that game.
Yeah, yeah. And he's going to continue to make mistakes, by the way.
You know, just hopefully not interceptions.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it's not a pick in every single game moving forward like it's been a pick in every game in the rearview mirror. But that being said, I'm not letting the interception total be the end-all be-all. Like, obviously you want the interception numbers to go down. You want to be in the positive in that ratio, of course. But ultimately, I want a confident Case Keenum who's playing a winning brand of football, okay? If that comes with a pick, too many, okay, I think I'll be able to stomach that as long as it's a winning brand of football with a confident quarterback that gives us hope to win every single football game we play him.
That's what it's all about, you know, having that type of guy. And you're right, you know, interception totals and numbers aren't everything. Just like sacks on everything. Give me the whole story. Give me the complete story. And I don't want a quarterback to play scared to throw an interception.
Right.
Because if you get to that situation, then you're not going to be very productive at all. I want a quarterback that's aggressive, that's not scared to make mistakes. And I don't think this has affected Case Keenum, you know, all these interceptions that he's had. And hopefully it hasn't, because you need a quarterback that is not scared to take chances with the football.
Yeah, and look, you know, getting accused on the text line, RamosLaw.com text line, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Kasem is awful. This is fake news right now. It's going to cost us against better teams. You want to know what? It may, and it has.
Yeah.
To a certain degree. My teeth aren't red. I haven't had this Kool-Aid in my mouth the whole show. We have been
orange.
Very clear. You like orange Kool-Aid?
Well, that's the Broncos color, so.
Oh, that's yeah, true.
So you
drink
orange Kool-Aid.
Got it.
It's all right. I'm here for you. You know, that's what partners do. You never hear from me when I need you to help me out and correct me and give me a word here or there. You just laugh at me, but you know, I'm there.
I have inserted more than a couple words at the end of your open-ended statements. Okay, so let's just be clear on that.
I need more from you.
Right.
Okay? I need more from you.
Like
Peyton Manning always told me, I need more from you.
Hey,
you got to give me more.
It's the second quarter of the season.
Okay,
do more.
You do more.
It's a second quarter slogan.
That's my motto to you. I need you to do more for me.
Do more
for me.
And look, if you have listened and you're calling us fake news, okay, we can have some fun with that. But if you've listened to this program for any extended period of time, we try to keep it as real as possible. Case Keenum has not been good enough. We started the conversation with Case Keenum as nowhere near been good enough. But the story's still being written.
And I'm going off what I saw last night. And I liked what I saw last night, so I'm feeling good right now. Feeling good because it's Friday. And, Zach, there was something from that game. And when it happened, I said, oh, my goodness. That's what great football teams do.
I cannot wait to hear this. It's next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 in a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit efirstbank.com/business contest for more details.
So you had a tease before we were going into break, and I got to be honest, I forgot what you said.
Of course you did.
It was something very interesting.
You look very befuddled and bemused over there.
Bemused?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's a new one, huh?
Well, I'm a fact check it.
Look it up. Yes. It means you look like you don't know what you're doing. Okay. And that's the way you just look when you realize, like, what did I tease? Don't worry about it. I got you here. Okay. And this is what I saw from the Broncos. You saw a lot of great things last night. But I saw one thing in particular that I said, man, this is it. if we can continue to do things like this, this is what great football teams are able to do. And when you take over the football, right, before halftime with 7 minutes to go in the half, what do you do with the football then? Do you go and have a two-minute drive and have to punt? Or do you take the football and go on a 15-play, 70-yard, 6-minute, and 39-second drive and drain all of the rest of the half and you leave the Cardinals with no time left when they get the football and you score a touchdown to all of a sudden make it a wrap, game over? That's what the Broncos were able to do. Okay, you don't give the team any hope before half. You keep the football and you score points, and then when you give them back the football, you give them no time left. So great football team score at the end of the half and to start the first half when you get your football, if you get the football then. Okay, how do you finish halves out? And the Broncos did such a good job during that drive. Converting third downs, I think they converted three of them. They converted three third downs. They had a third and 11, DT, nice catch on the sideline. They overcame a penalty there to Jeff Heuerman, an offensive pass interference.
Yep.
You had Case Keenum scrambling on one. You had Case Keenum throwing the little flare pattern out to Phillip Lindsay, him catching the ball, getting vertical, and getting the first down.
And by the way, on that play, Keenum holds that ball. He's back playing. He's got real pressure. Someone came right up the gut, and he's got someone in his face. But he holds it just long enough to dump it over the top. He
retreats. Nice job retreating.
Yep.
Knowing that you had that set up, and you're waiting for the offensive lineman to get out, and sometimes you have to hold the ball an extra second. But so good job retreating. Good job finding the angle to make sure you got the ball over the DBs or the defensive player's hands. So that was just, I mean, a 15-play drive.
15-play drive. That was by
70 yards.
By far the best drive of the football game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But that's what really good football teams do. Bad football teams, you know what they do right there? They go three and out. They go, or they get one first down, then they have to punt to the other team, and the other team goes down and scores. But the Broncos in that situation with a 28-3 lead, you got a chance to step on their throat and finish this thing off, and that's what they did. I was really, really impressed by that drive that they put together in that situation. And I went back and I rewound. I was like, oh, my goodness, 7 minutes left on the clock. And now, and they ran that thing down to 20 seconds? That was impressive.
It really was. And it was the most impressive drive of the game. You know, the Broncos only had 5 third down conversions last night. 3 of them were on that drive.
I know. It's still something that I wish would be, what were they, 5 for 14?
5 for 14, yeah.
Needs to be better. Still needs to be better. Not good enough.
It's 5 for 13, because I remember the Cards were 4 for 14. Yeah.
5 for 13 for the Broncos. So
it still has to get better, obviously.
It needs to get better in that category. You're right, because they had 3 of them on that one drive.
Right.
So look at the rest of the game, they only had two third down conversions.
But here's the thing. When I see that drive, when I watch that drive, I'm saying, and I know it's against the Cardinals. I got it. But I'm
Cardinals got a good defense, dude. So don't underestimate the defense. Like, they don't have any football players over there. They got a good defense. They got a solid group. They got some good football players over there. So I don't want you to say, discredit what the Broncos were able to do. And obviously the defense contributed to some of these points. But don't discredit this offense. Yeah, Arizona's offense stinks. They're awful. They're incompetent. They didn't look like they knew what they were doing. I think I saw better high school football offense last night from both of those teams that I was watching than what the Arizona Cardinals displayed, okay? So I got you there. But their defense is a solid, solid, really good, solid group.
They're a solid group. And when I watched that drive, the 15-play, 70-yard drive that took nearly 7 minutes, I'm saying this is what this can be. This is what this offense can be. Case was sharp. That was by far his sharpest drive. You mentioned the play to DT. He had a play to Matt Lacoste on that drive. That was about a 12-yard gain, I think. But he took a shot, Case Keenum did, on that play to Lacoste. Was it a big play, explosive play?
It wasn't that big of a shot.
Okay, well, he's under pressure. Took a hit.
Joe Buck hyped it up, and I was like, oh, let me see the replay. And the guy, just hit him a little bit. It wasn't that big of a shot, Joe. Come on, you don't have to hype it up that much.
2018, took a monster shot. but he also scrambled on that drive to keep the drive alive for a first down, and ultimately ends up in a Royce Freeman touchdown.
That's what you need to see from, your starting quarterback. Make plays. Find a way to keep drives alive. Find a way to convert third downs. Need to see more of that from Case. That was an awesome drive.
Yep. Yep. Just need more of them. You know, two or three more drives like that against the Rams or against the Chiefs
and now you're
when
cooking
it matters.
With grease.
And now you're cooking with fish grease. Because it's hot like fish grease.
Cooking with fish grease? Do you cook with fish grease?
No idea.
Brian.
But
Brian Singer said no.
I'm pretty sure I've heard that in a little Wayne line before.
Oh, and, wow.
But
I don't think so. Wow.
You want to know what you and I were talking yesterday, and we said, hey, the world's going to be watching tonight?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that wasn't true. You look at the rating from last night.
Well, I didn't expect big numbers. I mean,
what about the lowest number ever?
No way. Lower than Jacksonville, Tennessee a couple years ago?
According to Austin Karp of the Business Journal, the combined rating of 6.6 was, quote, well below the prior all-time low generated by Seahawks-Buccaneers. On a Sunday Night Football game in 2008, which directly competed against Game 7 of the World Series when it was Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox and your Boston Red Sox.
How about that, baby? going to the big one.
Going to the show, the big show. It's a lackluster matchup nationally, Broncos-Cardinals.
Right.
But you're also competing against LeBron James' first game as a Los Angeles Laker as well.
Who?
The what? King?
Oh, that was last night?
Yep.
Oh, didn't see that one. How did he do?
He was LeBron. I mean, he's...
Took an L?
You did not just do that. You did not just do that.
Just
what, did
joking.
He take an L?
Relax.
Oh, man.
I saw the highlights. I know they lost. It's okay.
He's still springy, man.
Of course he is. He's a beast.
26 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, LeBron is LeBron.
Yep.
Really looking forward to the Nuggets this weekend.
That's right.
I'm going to take my father-in-law.
They got back-to-back?
Back-to-back.
Saturday
night, home opener, the Suns.
Okay.
Right? And then Sunday, you got the big, bad Golden State Warriors.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Nice. You taking them the one Sunday?
I'm taking them the one Saturday.
Why not Sunday?
Because it's the Warriors.
That's a better game.
No, he's not going to be here. He's not going to be in town. But I'll be there with my buddy Jan. If you see us, please say hello. All right. It's that time of day. Stokely Stoked Up Friday edition. Extra hyped next.
What's Brandon Stokely?
Yeah, I'm so stoked.
Stoked up about today.
Last night, with their backs against the wall and everybody's job on the line, the Broncos played the most complete football game since a Dallas Cowboys game last year. And oh, by the way, that was the second game of the year last year. So it's been a while since we've seen that type of performance, Zach, and I'm hoping that they can use this as a springboard moving forward and build off of it, and we continue to see that type of football because, Zach, man, how much fun was that to watch? And, Zach, that's what I'm stoked up about.
Brandon Stokely's Stoked Up.
That's what I'm talking about! Yeah, it was. There is no doubt about it. And you know what it felt like for Broncos country was coming up for air. I mean, it has been such a negative stretch of time. You look at the 2017 season and then to follow it up with a four-game losing streak, longest in the NFL already. And for, I feel like, a large portion of this fan base that wasn't rooting against their own team in order to get Vance Joseph fired, and I get if that's your rationale as well. We can agree to disagree on that. But it felt like for the majority of us, we come up for air and say, you want to know what? This football team's not the worst football team in the NFL. Far from it. Far from it.
Exactly right. And it also can erase, you know, last year what the biggest downfall of last year, the 8-game losing streak. You know, are we going to go on that type of run this year and have that type of slide like we did last year and that type of performance where you're playing games that's like, you know, you're week 13, week 12, week 11, whatever, and you're just like, oh, well, we're going to get blown out.
Right.
We don't have a chance. And so it was nice to see them put that type of performance out there last night and get a win, get a decisive win, play really good complimentary football. Offense did their part. Defense obviously was great. So, you know, when you play that type of complete football game, it's a great feeling. And hopefully they can use that, and that helps them moving forward and builds their confidence up and lets them know that they aren't a bad football team. And sometimes it just takes one game to get things going in the right direction, and you never know what can happen.
And I'll tell you what else they did last night. They put up a fat number on the scoreboard, didn't they? I mean, 45 points? Are you kidding me? 45? I said, when's the last time the Broncos had 45 points in a game? Because for a second it was 42. And I said, I remember 42 because they scored 42 against the Cowboys last year, week two.
Oh, is that what it was?
And it felt like that type of game last night, didn't
and
it?
And Mr. Automatic said, let me get one.
Mr. Perfect. Brandon McManus. That's what we're calling him until he misses a kick, which he hasn't done yet. But once he kicked that kick, I go, whoa, 45 points. When's the last time this team put up 45 points? By my count, I went back and looked. The last time that the Broncos put up a number like that, it wasn't in the 2017 season.
Okay, so that wasn't last year.
It wasn't in the 2016 season.
Ooh.
It was not in the 2015 season. You got to go back to week 17, 2014.
Wow.
When the Broncos beat the Oakland Raiders 47-14. Peyton Manning in that game threw for 273 yards. Didn't have a touchdown or an interception. The leading receiver that day was Demaryius Thomas. 8 receptions for 115 yards. That was, I think, Derek Carr's rookie season. But pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while.
And
that type of, performance. And the defense contributed
a lot to that.
That's what it should be.
It's a team, right?
This is what I expect from this defense. This is what I've been expecting all year. Cause havoc. Cause chaos. Make plays. Game-changing plays. This is the group I expected to see all season long. This is it. And I understand they were playing a rookie quarterback, but they played a rookie quarterback against the Jets.
That's right.
And he made them look foolish.
Come on now.
So, this is the group I expected to see, and hopefully we'll continue to see more of what we saw from them defensively. But when I look at some of the players that have kind of been getting...
Criticized.
I was going to say, I appreciate that.
I was looking for
that word. Yeah, you helped me out right there. Thank you. It is a Friday, and I've been counting on you. I've been looking for that type of pick-me-up from you for a while, and I'm glad you could deliver. But the players that have been criticized the most on this football team, and you look at the offensive side of the football, how about Garrett Bowles? Okay. Did he have a holding call?
He did not.
Garrett Holds did not hold. Okay, so he goes back to Garrett Bowles this week. Until he holds again, you can start calling him Garrett Holds again, but he's back to Garrett Bowles or Bowlesy.
Bowlesy,
as Vance calls him.
Bowlesy.
Vance?
Bowlesy.
Hold on. Vance Joseph.
I'm still not done. Do you want
to? No.
Where are we going?
No, you finish. Steven knows where we're going. He's ready for it. You keep going.
So
we'll
I got one more shout out I got to give also.
Yes.
Just one more. And it's DT. Who's been really good, solid player the last 3-4 weeks. Ever since the Oakland Raiders game, he's played really good football. And he made some nice catches early on. He had a nice little scramble drill. And they highlighted it where he did a really good job. He saw Case scrambling. So what do? You either go up the field like you're going, then you come back to him, or you just go all the way and keep going like a go route. So he did a really good job. He had a nice little catch on a scramble drill by Case to the right also, and he was working back towards the sideline on this other one and did a really nice job. Then that was a third down one and plucking the ball low and away from him to keep that drive going. I believe ended up in a touchdown. So just a couple shout outs there to a couple guys that Broncos country has been very critical of, and they stepped it up last night, and they had really both of those guys, Garrett Bowles and DT, had really good games.
Yeah, Demaryius has had and look, it's not the old Demaryius, so we're not using that barometer to measure success for him.
I'm not expecting 150, 120, 100, 2 touchdowns. I'm not expecting that type of performance from him week in and week out.
But 3 weeks in a row here against the Jets, he was 5 receptions for 105 yards and a tutty. Against the Rams. No, you can't complain about that anymore because you said it yesterday.
I did it just to put a smile on your face.
Well, it worked. against the Rams. He was 3 receptions for 57 yards and a touchdown. And yesterday, 5 receptions, his most receptions since week 1 for 42 yards. Look, it's not the it's not the DT from 2013, okay? I got that. But Demaryius is still on pace for about 75 receptions, 850 yards or so. A really nice season in the works, and I'm expecting those numbers to go up, believe it or not. I think he'll be over 900 yards, flirting with 1,000 yards, flirting with, you know, 85 or so receptions. We'll see how that shakes out. But with DT,
it looks good. You know, that's what I saw last night. Yeah. That's what I noticed about him when I'm watching his routes. What do they look like? And to me, man, they look crisp. He's explosive off the football. He's using his hands really well, catching everything around him with his hands. So those are the type of things that stand out to me. It's like, how are his routes looking? Does it look like he's really slowing down a lot? How do his cuts look? And to me, he's checking all those boxes. So I'm the same way. I haven't seen DT slow down a whole lot. Now, he's not the same player that he was 4 or 5 years ago.
And how could he be?
But what I'm seeing from him is, look, this guy could have a big impact down the stretch here because his routes, his speed, his hands, if he could just be more consistent with his hands like we've seen the last few weeks, you're right. He's going to have those types of numbers. He's going to be close to 1,000 yards.
Are we counting that one on the sideline to drop?
The one on the side, I'm trying to remember.
He had one on the right sideline where his toes were in bounds and he just sort of couldn't corral it in. I wasn't sure if the pass was errant enough to not give him a drop.
I can't recall that one, Zach.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Speaking of...
No, it wasn't a drop. How about that?
Copy that.
Put that on Keenum. Got to make it better for him.
Okay.
Come
fair
on,
enough.
Case.
Hey,
bad
Case,
throw.
Figure it out.
Yep. Bad throw.
Hey, you talk about receivers who are the best version of themselves right now. Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
Stokely. Emmanuel Sanders is already over 600 receiving yards, and we've played 7 games. I'm going to do the math in my head really quick, and I'm going to say that Emmanuel Sanders, if he keeps this up, is going to be flirting with a 1,400-yard season.
Good math. Yep. Look, I mean, the guy's been great since the first day of camp, since we saw him. He's been pretty much uncoverable, unguardable. He's doing it. They're finding different ways to get him the football. Saw the passing touchdown last night, which was really cool. They gave him another handoff, and, you know, it's 15 yards. So the guy's doing it in just different ways. And I like how they're using him. I like how they're getting the ball in his hands because he's a dynamic playmaker. And, look, when he gets going, he's a spark for this offense. He brings energy. He brings excitement. And he's one of those guys that I think the rest of the guys on that offense and the football team follow. And when he has that momentum and that excitement and that he's a guy that can rally the troops and get things going in the right direction. And you've seen that from him. So you got to continue to get him the football. And hopefully he keeps performing the way he's performing, but I don't see him slowing down at all.
I don't think so either. I know his ankle is a little bit banged up, but he's fine. Vance said he's fine. Emmanuel said he's fine. And let me just give a big shout-out right now. Shout-out to Bill Musgrave for, from my memory, and please jump in if you need to correct me, the first true gotcha play of the season. We haven't had those.
Yeah.
We have not had gotcha plays. And I'll tell you why it was a gotcha play. Because besides the fact that they got them, they've been running that, you know.
Besides that.
What do you call it? Just an end around?
A reverse.
A reverse.
That's a reverse.
Okay, so they've been running that reverse with Emmanuel since the preseason. They put that on
scored
tape.
Scored on I that think. In the preseason.
Scored on that in the regular season. I think it was against the Raiders maybe or against Seattle. I forget
what
it was.
Yeah, one of those, yeah.
So that's on tape. These coordinators know that is in the tool belt, in the repertoire. So when you see him come around, it's, here they go. This is the play we prepared for.
Here comes the reverse.
Yep. Here's the reverse. And I think it was Patrick Peterson who just got frozen for a second, was supposed to maybe go with Cortland, but it was a classic, got him.
Yes.
Tell me my boy, got him. That's how we
gotcha.
Say it.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to see because that's happened to us far too many times.
Yeah, it was. And those are the types of plays that you need to see more of in the red zone area. Score touchdowns. Find creative ways to get the ball in the end zone. I don't care how you do it. And that's what they were able to do last night. Find creative ways, and that was obviously one of those plays that they've been setting up, and a good job by this coaching staff. Right, this coaching staff, I put this game on this coaching staff, and they found a way to get these guys ready to play, and you're right. Bill Musgrave deserves a lot of credit for what he was able to do with this offense on a short week and be creative and find ways to get the ball in the end zone.
And I'll tell you how nice it was to be not only on the other side of a gotcha play, but to be finally on the other side of one of the graphics that pop up on the screen and says, first time since. I mean, we've been on the back end of those so often. You think of the Patriots game from last year. Oh, first time a punt return, a kickoff return, and just about anything else on special teams since 1977. Oh, the Bengals came in at 1 at Mile High. First time since 1975. Oh, you gave up back-to-back 200-yard rushers. First time ever. A team goes 250 on you back-to-back games. First time since 2011. There's been so many first time. And finally, the Broncos were on the other side of it. First time, two pick sixes since 1989. Ooh, since
I like
week
it.
One, 1989 against the Chiefs. And then what was the other one I had?
I got it.
Emmanuel Sanders, first player to throw a touchdown and catch a touchdown since John Elway did it in 1986. So finally, some good juju. And people are saying, oh, look, you beat the Cardinals. You know, get over it. You guys are killing me. You're hanging your hat on a victory that, to make you
first
feel decent.
First player for the Broncos to do it, or first player since?
No, a first Bronco to do it since
okay,
that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to clarify that one for me.
Yeah, first Bronco. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think Foles did it.
Right.
So anyway, it just felt good. And I look, I hear the criticism. Hey, you guys beat a JV team or anything like that. Vance was
freshman
right.
Team.
Freshman, whatever. Vance said something that rings true. He said last night there was an NFL game that was played and we won.
That's right. That's all that matters. Who cares who you play? Did you get a W? Does it really matter? I mean, do you remember who the Broncos played last year and if they were really good teams? So if they're really good teams, is it okay to lose? I mean, it doesn't matter, right? You're judged by your wins and your losses. And so you play who's on your schedule, and hopefully you figure out a way to win, and the Broncos did a good job of that last night. But you know what I like to see from Emmanuel also? When you score a touchdown, dance. Don't point. Dance.
Right.
Whatever that chicken dance was.
What
that was
a
little
that?
Bit of a, I don't know. I've never seen that. Hit us up and let us know. Is that like one of the new things?
My wife Ashley used the term gyration. She goes, he's gyrating.
He's a little gyrating. But he had the wings going like it was a chicken thing also.
Couldn't tell you.
But
couldn't
I much prefer you. That over the point.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Long he would have been a lot better.
Come out.
He would have been a lot better 2 weeks ago if he would have busted out that chicken dance.
You know what his next? You know what his next?
It's a little hip-hop chicken dance.
You know what his next?
His what?
His celly. His next celebration.
Nobody knows what celly is, bro. What do you,
oh,
you sound
now.
Like Vance. Now you sound like Vance.
Oh, with the nickname.
Yeah, with nickname and everything. Stop it. Okay, just call people by their names. Just say celebration.
I want to see Emmanuel's next
Goodness.
Celebration.
Thank you.
Driving the car in the middle.
I'm a Broncos player.
I play for the Broncos.
Well, what are the yellow lines for then? It's an emergency.
Emergency, right?
I got to get to work.
Have someone pull them over, you know?
Yes.
The whole thing. It's that kind of era.
I don't think anybody else would get that, though.
Yeah.
Except for Broncos country.
Folks around here, we would get it.
Yes, we would. How about the press conference? I know you wanted to talk about the press conference.
Oh,
That was funny.
Hilarious.
And I think I'd be having as much fun as Vance did today if I just saved my job last night and my team performed the way they performed.
Well, he's trying to play it cool with not getting overly excited about the win and keeping like a monotone thing. But he started calling everyone by a nickname.
Everybody.
It started with Bowles. Bowles is now
Bowlesy.
Hit that again, Steven.
Bowlesy.
Bowlesy.
Bowlesy. He dropped that about three or four times.
It was more like five or six.
Okay.
And then it was who was next there? It was a Will Parks. It was Parksy now.
Parksy.
And Bradley Chubb is now Chubby.
Chubby.
And Philip Lindsay is.
Thank God we've got the little guy.
The little guy.
What are you? You're Bisey?
I don't know. I don't know. Zachy?
Zachy, yeah, good. I mean,
I don't know.
That was a little bit too much for me, but like I said, hey, yeah, you saved your job, so maybe I'd be using nicknames also.
Too funny, Bolsey, Parksy, Chubby, and the little guy. And it sounds like a ABC sitcom.
It does. And how about the little guy? Goodness
Talk
gracious!
About it. Talk about
I mean,
it.
The guy is electric. He is a stud. What a great football player. Glad he's on our football team. 14 carries, 90 yards, 6.4 average. And if Jano would just not hold, Jano, no need to grab the guy. By the way, Philip Lindsay's a lot quicker to the hole than CJ was, than Booker is, than Freeman is. Just get in the guy's way. You don't even need to use your hands. You don't even need to touch the guy. He was already by you. And that knocked out like a 30-yard gain.
It was a 24. Yep.
24. Close yep. enough. Yep. I wanted to say 30. It sounds better that way. But goodness, great. You're looking at a buck. The buck 14.
Yeah.
Buck 14 on the ground at that play. And it didn't matter. Like, it didn't dictate whether that play was successful or
nope.
not.
Nope.
But anyway, he still went 14 for 96.4 pop with a touchdown. The guy continues to impress. I like the way they're using the running back. They're doing a great job of, you know, Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman. 14 for, carries for Lindsay. Royce Freeman, 13 carries. He only had 37 yards, but a lot of his carries are, hey, you know, third and one. Get us in there.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the one-yard line in goal line situations. Find a way to get it in there. He had a nice couple runs that he broke some tackles on also. No Devontae Booker running the football. Perfect. It needs to be Lindsay and Freeman. I love the way they're handling these running backs. They're taking advantage of Philip Lindsay in between the tackles, outside the tackles. We can continue to see him more involved in the passing game, but the guy is a football player. That's what he is, and it's fun to watch him play.
Thank God we've got the little guy.
Yep, the little
Thank
guy.
God we there got go, the little Vance. Guy. And honestly, yes, Phillips is little, but I think it's time for like the little guy stuff to kind of be put aside. Yes,
Why?
he's smaller. How often do we go, oh, Darren Sproles, so thank God I got the little guy. Like, no, Philip Lindsay's a freaking football player. He was a college rock star at CU. And let me just say this, and I've said this in a week ago. I will never, ever give the Broncos credit for Philip Lindsay's success because you didn't draft him. John Elway and those guys, you're the same as the Jets, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Browns, the Bengals, the Steelers. No one drafted him. But yet every team in the league called him after. He chose you. He chose you. You didn't choose him. And I'll never let people forget about that.
That's good. That's good, Zach.
Because they
can't give them credit for him.
Would you imagine if the Jets picked him up and Philip Lindsay's on pace for a 1,000-yard season in New York, and we're looking at the Broncos staff going, are you kidding me? You guys went to his pro day. And by the way, I have it on good information that they told Philip Lindsay they're going to draft him if he was there late. And guess what? He was there late, and you drafted David Williams. So you're never getting credit for Philip Lindsay. He chose you. You didn't choose him.
Ooh, and that's what I'm stoked up about. Nelly.
But thank God we do have the little guy.
That's right.
Said.
Yeah, no.
Thank God we've got the little guy.
Exactly right. Because he's been great. He has been great. And they selected David Williams in the 7th round or 6th round, whatever it is, and he's not even here anymore. So it's worked out for him. Thank goodness he is from this area and played at CU, and that's probably 90% of why he chose to come to Denver. But obviously, a lot of teams dropped the ball on Philip Lindsay. But man, he's going to be a good football player for a long time around here. He can do it all, and I think like I've been saying, we're just kind of scratching the surface of the things that we can do with him. And you pair him with a Deshaun Hamilton and a Cortland Sutton for the next 4 or 5 years, and throw Jake Butt in there too if he can stay healthy.
Stoke. That's exciting.
You got the makings of an explosive offense around here, so it's something to look forward to. But right now, goodness gracious, the guy week in and week out, he's a spark. He's a little bit like Emmanuel Sanders. He's got that attitude. He's got that mentality. And, he's just, those guys, they bring energy. They bring energy to the football field, and it's contagious. That's what it is. It's contagious. And so it's been a treat to watch Philip Lindsay play. It started off as one of those feel-good, cute stories. The local kid signs with the Broncos as a free agent, and usually those things end, and it's, Philip Lindsay's, doing whatever. His football career is over.
Yeah.
But it was a good story while it lasted. And then for it to turn out the way that it's turned out so far, I don't think anybody could have written this script. And it's just awesome, man. It really is a great story. And he's a hard worker, hometown kid, and just, I mean, balling, flat out balling.
Flat out balling. And the way that I tried to phrase it last night on Twitter is, you know, after week one, it's hey, that kid's a firecracker. You watch him for 7 weeks? No. That kid's a stick of dynamite. That kid's a stick of dynamite.
I like it. And
I'm seeing...
Look at you with these analogies, man. Hey. Goodness, does your wife give you that one?
Nope.
Who came up with that one?
That was me. That was me.
Ooh.
And come on now.
Perfect guy because he is a grinder.
Thank you, man.
Every day.
And Ken from Broomfield said, Lindsay should be called Kid Dynamite. No, Ken, you're wrong.
Oh.
Let's flip that. The Dynamite Kid.
Oh.
You know, I'm wearing a shirt right now. This is the old British Bulldog.
Yeah.
His tag team partner back in the day was a little spark plug, hard-nosed kid, a Dynamite Kid. That's my new nickname for Philip Lindsay, the Dynamite Kid, because that's what he is, man, because dynamite is a big boom, but it's in a small stick, isn't it? And that's how Philip Lindsay is.
You're going deep right now.
I'm just letting you know.
Wow. It is him. Whatever that is and however it looks, you want to call him Kid Dynamite, Dynamite Kid, whatever you want to call him. He's fun to watch. He's a football player, and I think that's the best way to sum up Philip Lindsay. And it's just, I mean, it's one of those guys, he's fun to watch. You know, I love watching Emmanuel Sanders, his energy, his passion. You love watching a guy like Philip Lindsay, and especially him being a hometown kid. Kudos to him. Kudos to the Denver Broncos. A big win, saving Vance Joseph's job, and getting the season. You know, you said it yesterday, you get those train tracks, you get them back on track, and you're heading in the right direction. And hopefully it will be a momentum builder for this football team to build off of, and we'll see more of that type of football the rest of the season.
Can't wait, though. Go Nuggets over the weekend.
Just go Nuggets.
Back-to-back Suns, Warriors. I'll be there both nights.
Real quick. Porter Jr., what's his status? Is he playing? Is he going to be playing? Is he just chilling right now? We redshirting him? What are we doing with him?
I don't think we've been told officially yet. If it's me, you got a redshirt on you all season. He'll probably play post All-Star break. The more important one that the Nuggets need sooner than that is Isaiah Thomas.
How's he doing? What's his status?
He's got the hip. He's going to be
baby
back.
Hip or he's real he's, big hip?
It's a big hip on a baby hip of IT. But hopefully he'll be back sooner than later as well. So,
all right.
Hey, great stuff. Great day. Thanks to you guys for rocking with us wire to wire. Couldn't do it without you. Stoke, great show. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, buddy.
All right, The Drive's coming up next.
Does your business make a positive impact on its community, customers, or employees? First Bank invites you to submit a 2-minute video explaining how you and your business do good for a chance to win $20,000 in a marketing campaign courtesy of First Bank. Doing good can be donating proceeds to charity, being environmentally sustainable, providing gym memberships for your employees, and so much more. If this describes your business, submit your video by October 24th. First Bank. Business banking for good. Rules and restrictions apply. Member FDIC. Visit eFirstBank.com/businesscontest for more details.